Let us bow our heads. Almighty God, we sit in our homes. We have taken this time to worship you, to lift up your name above all other names, to give you the praise and the glory that is due your name. And Lord, from humble hearts, we sit and give thanks that we are together in worship. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be of a glorious praise unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, but for the grace of God go I. A phrase that is used quite often by many people. And I wonder how many people actually realize what is being said or what they are saying. God's grace is a biblical teaching, a teaching for you and I to help us to go in the direction that he would have us go. And as we read God's word, we find his grace continually spread throughout it. A few examples being, your lips have been anointed with grace. Psalm 45, verse 2. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John 1, 18. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Romans 11, verse 6. And we do want the grace of Jesus Christ to be with us upon our lips and coming to us through him. There are so many scriptures on the theme of grace. And the wonderful thing is that these scriptures are for you and I. The word grace is used a lot, though at times not always for the right reasons as we travel through society. Many times when people hear my last name for the first time, they say, you have a wonderful last name for a minister. And I wonder, is there a right name or a wrong name for a minister? The time credit card companies give you to pay your account in full without interest is often referred to as a period of grace. Is this the true description of grace? A blessing or thanksgiving before a meal is often called the grace. We give thanks to God for the blessing of the meal that is before us. Is this the true meaning of grace? Some say yes. Compassionate treatment is often referred to as grace. He showed a lot of grace towards them as he recognized that the situation that they were in was not totally of their own doing. Was this a compassionate judge, or is it a description of grace? I feel that as we look at grace through the word described in the Bible, we would discover that our responsibility is not to explain grace, but to experience it, to know it, to feel it, to allow it to be in our lives. Grace is a gift. Grace is that moment when we realize that God's love is with us in spite of what we are or what we may have done. Grace is that moment when we realize that God's love is there for us at all times. Romans 11, verses 5 and 6 tells us, so too at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, it is no longer by works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. Grace is in the eyes of the one who is displaying such a strong faith, even though they have been diagnosed with a terminal illness. Grace is that spurt of generosity that moves us to give what are physically, emotionally, or financially beyond our own expectations. When the compassion in us is aroused to reach out in goodness, when we never thought of even reaching out. I remember back a few years ago, we wanted to buy 36 teen Bibles for our youth group at a cost of $35 each. So just before the benediction, I asked the congregation to help us offset this amount of money, which was not in the budget. The container at the door received $1,400 in cash and in pledges, $140 over the cost of those Bibles. God's grace allowed us to have those Bibles. Grace is in the heart of the person who has overcome an alcohol or a drug addiction, realizing that an inner strength was brought forward that they never realized existed. Grace is the laughter that relieves tension. When that thought comes into your mind, showing or telling you that there is a humorous side to all of this. And we've all been there at one time or another. Grace can be experienced only by those who are willing to acknowledge their need. I need you, Jesus. Those who are aware of the power of evil, that there is a devil who wants them to take the broad road, a broad road that leads to destruction. Too often we may be eluded from grace, perhaps by the assumption that we do not need it. That I can be my own person, with or without help from anyone or anything. I know better. The offer of grace means nothing to the person who wants no help from anybody. Grace is for those who are willing to acknowledge their need, realizing that there is someone who is greater than I am. Someone who can help me when things are out of my control. What happens when our influence, our knowledge, and our money cannot take us to the next step we need to achieve in life? Let God lead you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad the road that leads to destruction, that many enter through. Grace indeed comes to the heart that is open and is ready to receive it. To the mind that is not trapped in the prison of pride and self-sufficiency. To the person who was released from the notion that they can save themselves. John Newton, knowing that God had heard his prayers, had heard the prayers of a man who had chosen to walk against God. In his early life, he thought he knew everything. But on that stormy night, he realized he needed God in his life. And later he would write a hymn filled with powerful verses, a hymn that we call Amazing Grace. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Our Heavenly Father is calling upon us to receive his grace, to believe, to walk with him. May our prayer be that we continue to experience and believe in the grace of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we take too much for granted in this world. We listen to things that perhaps we should not be listening to. We do things, O Lord, that we know should not be done. And may we go forward allowing your grace to work in our lives, your grace to take us through the toils and the storms of life. We ask all of this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us now take a few moments as we come together with God in prayer. Almighty God, we come together as your children enjoying this great world in which you have given us. But we also come together, O Lord, recognizing that Satan wants to interfere in our lives, that he wants to lead us to the broad road that does not lead to heaven. And may we, O Lord, continue to walk in your grace. May we continue to make choices, O Lord, that lift up your name. And may we continue, O Lord, to talk with others, to influence them, to lead them to the path that you have laid before us. A path in which Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. Path, O Lord, which leads to your home. And Father, we come to you this morning recognizing that we have people within our midst who are going through various treatments from doctors and hospitals. And we remember Carol, who is now taking therapy for her hip. And we give thanks, O Lord, that she is progressing, O Lord, towards a state of wholeness. And to all who are laid aside with sickness, we pray, O Lord, for their well-being. And Heavenly Father, we come together this morning remembering the youth of our congregation, of our families, of the world. And we know, O Lord, it's a difficult road that they walk. that so many people are after their attention and not always for good. We pray, O Lord, that each young person will have the opportunity to learn about God. And Father, we go through a difficult time, and the words come off our lips so easily, pandemic. But we know, Lord, that it's a virus that is touching so many people worldwide. We pray, O God, for a vaccine that will help us to rid this virus. But in the meantime, may we put up with wearing masks. May we put up with keeping our distance. And as upset as we are at times for keeping within the guidelines that have been given to us, may we do so, O Lord, knowing that it is for our well-being. Father, we pray for the world. All of those countries that make up your creation. And in some of those countries, O Lord, people are hungry. Hungry for the Word of God because they need hope. Physically hungry for nourishment, O Lord, because they need strength. And we pray that we as a church, in partnership with many other churches, will come together to feed the hungry, both spiritually and physically. And Heavenly Father, we pray for our country called Canada. And we know that we have many ups and downs politically, and that things happen that should happen, and things happen that should not happen. And we pray, O Lord, that our leaders would take hold of the responsibility they were given and do what is best for your people. Gracious Lord, each one of us in our minds have a prayer. And we ask, O Lord, that you hear our prayer. And Father, we continue to seek your grace and to recognize it when it comes. Lord, we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.